Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Halliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
If you listen to this, it's Monday, motherfucker. Welcome to Black Opinions Matter. I'm your host, standing in for Amin and Jerv. I have Jason Madison joining us. This is your host, Black Trey. What's good, y'all? I got some good energy. I don't know why. I've just been pumped up this week. I don't know if it's because I'm going back to Compton and doing something great. But we're going to kick this show off. Starting, you know, we're going to talk about BMF, the finale of the documentary. A special someone, I don't even call that nigga special, but he dropped an album that didn't come out, but came out. And then we're going to talk about Brittany Griner. She's home. You know, I don't know if this was Biden's work or not, but we got her home. And we're going to talk about, hey, Little Princess Haven, a little bit of Eli. Elon on Twitter. And yeah, so thank you for rocking with us. Subscribe, rate and review, tell a friend and tell a friend to become a Patreon, and let's start the show. Jason, what you been up to, man?
Man, I've been moving. I moved down the street to a new spot, and yeah, I've been working too, man. I bought a camera, due to our other podcast, Growing Up the Same, check that out wherever you can get podcasts. One of the guests that we had on there, Samir, actually two of our guests, Samir and Trayvon, the other Trey.
I was going to say, the other one with no N-E at the end.
Exactly. They produced this short film, 38 at the Garden, about Jeremy Lin. That's on HBO. And they were having a screening in which they were having me do a recap or film a recap of it on Friday at the Japanese American Museum, which was dope. And J.J. Abrams hosted the screening. So, you know, I don't know if you guys know about like the Oscars and how all of this stuff like gets tell nominated. Nick,
first of all, black niggas don't know who J.J. Abrams is. Can you tell right? me who J.J. Yeah. Abrams is?
Yeah, no, it's crazy. The homie Gavin was there, and I was trying to tell him, and he didn't know. You know, it's like, and you know, niggas be in the culture and like don't really be knowing who's who on that side. So J.J. Abrams, long story short, is the nigga who directed the last two of the last three Star Wars movies. You know, he's kind of a big deal. You know, he's one of the biggest.
I'm not gonna lie, bro. I seen a picture of you and a white man, and I was like, yeah. Who the fuck is this?
Right. And that's what a lot of niggas did, I feel, which is great. I love that energy. You know what I'm saying? because that lets you know, like, I'm fully tapped into my film, you know what I'm saying, world. And yeah, man, he not only directed episode 7, episode 9 of Star Wars, he directed the two Star Trek movies. He has another film, Super 8. I think Cloverfield might have been him too. So yeah, you know, he's known in Hollywood as Baby Spielberg. You know, he's just a master of sci-fi, suspense, just a great filmmaker. He has the production company Bad Robot, which, you know, produces a lot of TV shows and films and stuff. So even if you don't love Star Wars or Star Trek or haven't seen any of his movies, you've definitely seen some of the stuff that his companies have done. And, you know, he's fully tapped in with the Disney, you know what I'm saying, activity. So he's high up on the totem pole. So, yeah, so they had this screening, which he hosted. And basically for the Oscars, for things to get nominated, they all of the movies do this campaign called For Your Consideration. So if you've ever been in Hollywood, you might have seen a poster of a movie that came out 6 months ago, and you're like, why is this movie poster up right now? It's not even in theaters. Whenever it's like nomination season, they want to get the Academy voters' attention. So they have either small screenings, or they send out goodie bags, gift bags, booklets, screeners of the films to advocate for the movie. So this is what, you know, Trevon and Samir did for 38 at the Garden. And yeah, so that's what I did on Friday. That's what I've been up to. Now I'm trying to edit that and, you know, get it out to the streets.
Look at you, man. Working amongst working. And I was going to say, only person that would be jealous of you meeting J.J. Abrams is probably Amin. And that nigga not about to listen to the pod. So he ain't going to never know this existed.
Right, exactly.
But exactly. Shouts to you, networking and, you know, landing that, and I can't wait to check it out.
Man, shout out Jer, to you for the plug.
Hey, man, that's how the network works. You introduce people to introduce other people, and that's how it goes. Just thank you for not second hand embarrassing me off the strength of my day. look at Jer, stupid. Jer, Haven had a Christmas pageant. This is her first, right?
Yeah, it was her. It was her first Christmas pageant on Friday, and it was dope, yo. She was the motherfucking star, as everyone would imagine. She stole the show. She let it be known that she was out here trying to sing. She was dancing. She wasn't shy.
Now hold on. Now, are you being daddy biased, or did you really mean that?
No, dog, like, I got y'all know me, I got the footage, so if niggas really want to see, I showcase, I got the footage. She by far, like, it was pleasing to see her comfortable, just, you know what I mean, be comfortable up there. You know, she had a little moment, she dropped something, and she tried to pull, if y'all know that Seinfeld episode where homegirl, the Jerry was dating, the Joan that was always getting upset or whatever over dumb shit. Bette Midler's, what's them Jones called? The backup's called,
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher turned podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep. Free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Like a stand-in, like a body double. Yeah.
No, no, not the body double. If the stars can't make the performance, the person that takes their spot.
Right. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Stand-in. Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
One of them, and then she dropped something, and one of them stopped the whole play. Haven dropped like they was banging something. They was banging something. Well, hers fell. You know, she had a little moment. Like, hold up, wait. Somebody gotta hand me my joint. Like the show can't go on until I'm back in the mix. But all in all, man, it was dope. It was a dope dad moment. You know, just seeing your kid do something for the first time, be comfortable and like it, you know, it was dope, man. So just, you know, I'm not out here doing anything other than just being a quote unquote wash dad, and it's kind of dope.
Bro, it's okay to be a wash dad. We accept it. Like I'm leaning on you, bro, for the dad blueprint. But I'm also happy. I don't like to use the word uncle loosely. I feel like Haven's fake ass uncle. via our friendship. And I guess she has tons of internet uncles.
She got them all, dog.
That's what I'm saying. So to this point, man, I think it's just dope just watching her grow up via the internet. I've never met Haven, but just a beautiful thing, you know what I mean? Whether it's, you know, it's Mari and his kids, your kids. I ain't never seen a man's kids. I ain't gonna never see that nigga kids. I'm gonna accidentally bump into that nigga kids 15 years down the line and be like, yo, you look like somebody. And they're like, yeah, my dad is me. And nigga be like, oh shit, there you go. That's your dad. Bet. But yeah, man, I think it's really cool. And really inspiring that, you know, you get a chance to be there for her important moments as well as like just the daily shit. You just not like a visitation daddy or, you know what I mean, playing the part when it looks good on social. Like you really locked in. So that's very admirable and commendable. And shouts to Princess Haven if she does want to pursue a life on the big screen. You know what I mean? We'll know that you're not forcing it. And that she actually loves the camera, because I don't want you to one be like these.
One thing she's not gonna let me do is force her to do anything, dog. I'll tell you that much. If she don't want to do it, it's not happening. Like she's not one of them. Well,
that's a good thing, man. Because niggas is doing that with sports right now. Nigga, kid really just want to be a nerd, and nigga just out there just got him getting hit with the rock, and let them kids be the kids, man.
Be kids.
But yeah, man, just catching up on life. You know, everything's good. I'm moving towards positive energy. You know what I'm saying? Last 3 weeks have been very dark. And we're just moving into a direction. I got the Compton Career Fair coming up. I'm sorry, Compton Creative Career Fair. It's different than any other career fair, because mostly career fairs, when you hear career fair, you think about the fucking booths. You think about people just going and just potentially not getting hired. Well, we're going to do this at Douglas Dollar Hyde Center. And from there, you know, pretty much just, you know, tapping in on that end as far as like special guests. I'm not going to say who I'm bringing out. But Jason mentioned Trayvon and Samir earlier. They're going to be on the panel talking about their careers. They're both from Compton. And we have, you know, some people from Wyden Kennedy, my job, and also some other creatives that will come out, you know what I mean, and speak on the panel. And then from there, we're holding some jobs. We're holding some companies accountable. So normally you say, oh, yeah, we want to invest money into these inner city communities, these impoverished communities and things of that nature. Well, I challenge the jobs to actually hire on the spot. So I'm doing professional headshots. We're doing interviews right there on the spot and getting people hired, remote jobs, and teaching them how to manage money. We got Cash App coming to teach you about small businesses and things of that nature. And then I'm also giving away Delta flights so you can take your black ass somewhere and see the world. So everybody gonna have a good time. You know, if y'all want to fuck around and fuck up my shit, I got the Compton Sheriffs there. They gonna arrest your ass. That's why I played.
You already trying to scare niggas away.
I ain't doing nothing. Nah, just be on your best behavior. You know what I mean? With something special.
12 is gonna be right up there.
You basically said, hey now, hey, don't be up in this bitch embarrassing me, man.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? Compton show out. Los Angeles show out. Southern California show out. Fly in if you don't. In the great words of Nipsey Hussle, all money in. I got black vendors all from Compton. I got Hispanic vendors all from Compton. All being poured into the community. Come spend money with Compton. Thank you for giving me that time to promo my shit. And on that note, for Jason Madison, for Big Jerv, for Amin on the DMP, this has been an episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. And get well soon, Jay. We love you. We miss you, brother. And we'll see you next week.